Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. Good evening, friends of mine, and welcome to Studio De Jeffrey. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. Thanks for stopping by. Got some stuff I didn't get to on the radio today about the Cowboys, and I figured if you kind folks joined me in here, we'd have more things to talk about, and wouldn't that be incredible? Yeah, it would. We're going to kick butt. I do want to tell you that this presentation is brought to you by our friends. Got a great new sponsor. Cut, K-U-T-T, and you need the promo code Believe Cowboys, B-L-E-A-V, Cowboys. The Cut app, it's a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states, customizable odds, tracking capabilities, an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards, all payments, no need for Venmo. Try to get people to bet on something that is very inappropriate. Like you can just bet against a friend. And as long as there's a verifiable outcome to a wager, bam, bam, it takes place right there. I'm trying to bet on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being broken up by June, which is none of my business. That's none of my business. So I shouldn't even talk about that. That's weird. Cut, K-U-T-T, put your money where your mouth is. Okay. Yeah, everybody hit the like button, y'all. Bet on the Cowboys not doing a day. Okay, that's fair. I guess you could do that. Let's run some Warzone. I haven't played Warzone in forever. Party at Jeff's. When are we getting a mock? I bet you'll have a mock draft for me within a week or two. I've started the college stuff. I'm watching, guys. I'm back in the game. Formula's in the super chat. I love you, buddy. What up, Captain Trade Down? This is the year to trade down. Party at Jeff's. We always want to trade down. Okay, so Jerry Jones on the bus. Jerry doesn't know what words mean, man. And we know better. There's a reason that Jerry Jones uses 12,000 words when eight'll do. It's so that everybody can take whatever they want out of it, spin it whichever way they want it, and keep talking about the Cowboys. It's all he wants. So Jerry knows what he's doing. When he uses the words all in, he knows what he's doing to us. You create the stir, because when you're all in and you're talking about free agents, it means, oh, wow, the Cowboys are actually going to like aggressively use free agency and spend big money. Which guy are they going to sign? Oh, my God. And that news cycle gets to roll for a while. And then he gets on the bus and goes the other direction. And the way it makes sense in his mind is because that's what all in means to me. I'm all in on whichever players are on my team. Okay, Jerry. He doesn't know what all in means. It's very confusing. So here's what I want to point out, just to Jerry. And I also want to point out a double point out before I point out the first thing. Here's my double point out. Party at Jeff's merch, or we riot. Okay, well, somebody's going to make me artwork and stuff. Here's what we have to realize with Jerry. And remember that he also said about free agency, basically that they hate it, because he was like, I sign a guy in free agency, I could get three players for that price. But that means if you're drafting and developing them. And so basically, that would be saying that no one should ever get a contract extension. So that doesn't even make sense, right? Doesn't even make sense. So anyway, we'll just forget about that. The Cowboys have eight starters that aren't going to be on the team. Eight out of 22 that are gone. And if you're not going to use free agency above the bottom of the barrel free agency to fill the eight missing starters, it's going to be bad. Because let's go through it, right? Defense, who's missing? Let's start on the defensive line. Jonathan Hankins, starting nose tackle, free agent. Jordan Lewis, starting slot corner, free agent. Stephon Gilmore, starting outside corner, free agent. Leighton Vander Esch, starting linebacker, probably going to retire. That's four starters on defense. If you want to count Jayron Kearse, that's five starters on defense. Tyron Smith, Tyler Biadasz, Tony Pollard, Michael Gallup, who they're probably going to cut post June 1, which I support, but still, that's nine starters. Nine. Now, Diggs is one, so that's eight starters. If they think they're going to draft and develop, either guys already on the roster or they're going to draft, and they're going to find eight starters, this thing is going to smash into an iceberg. Just smoosh into the iceberg. That's what's going to happen. I can't do a three-round mock formula. I haven't watched enough players to do a three-round mock. I'm like 20 players in. I could be watching players now, but what am I doing? Hanging out here because I like to. You pronounced Biadasz wrong. Right. The Cowboys, one of the guys in charge of the Cowboys doesn't even know how their players' names are said 4 years after they've been on the team. Tyler Biadasz is Biadasz or Biadasz or whatever. They don't even know the people's names. They don't even know their names. Nine starters are leaving. Here's how many should be filled by free agency. Defensive tackle, linebacker, for sure. For sure. Corner, for sure. Left tackle should be filled in free agency because it should be Tyron Smith. But this goes back to what they're talking about. The reason that at the moment, Tyron Smith won't be back and Tyler Biadasz won't be back is because those guys have a market and people will want them. So Tyron Smith, instead of saying, sure, whatever you'll pay me, I'll stick around. He's a professional. And he was like, oh yeah, I just had a really good year and I'm still really good at this game. So what do you guys think? And the Cowboys were like, we think if you'd play for free, you could still play here. And he's like, what? And so the reason that at the moment, Tyron Smith and Tyler Biadasz aren't in the plans of the Cowboys is because their agents were like, hey, we want contracts that say about how good we are, more or less, give or take, get in the ballpark. And the Cowboys are like, we don't do that. Call us if you're desperate. Yeah, so those are just guys that are trying to get their money. And the Cowboys don't want to pay market value for literally anything. That's why on the first week of free agency, they hang out on a boat while other teams sign the good players. So if it turns out that the way that Jerry is talking is really the way they're going to do things, then they're about to have a down year followed by a train wreck year followed by we'll see. Because if the way that Jerry is talking and thinking at the moment is the way it plays out, then that would mean that what they're going to do is they won't have Tyron Smith. They won't have Tyler Biadasz. They'll move Dak's money, but not give him an extension. We will draft some guys. Pray to God you can find two or three starters when last year you found zero. And that'll be the beginning. Then what'll happen is you'll play out the year with a first place schedule. You'll go 8-9, 9-8, something like that. And then you'll get to the next offseason. And they'll have to tag CeeDee Lamb because they still won't want to pay market value. And then when March 13th or whatever hits, you'll have $50 million dead on the books from Dak because they moved it back and his contract expired. Now you got to pay for the void years. And they won't get Micah done either because he won't want to give him a discount either. We could be staring down the beginning of the end of this thing. So the Cowboys are going to have to wake up and Jerry's going to have to be lying, which that goes to the other thing. The other thing is what Jerry says doesn't matter. So I just did all of that. And then we need the caveat that none of it matters. Because Jerry's just making words. Like, he is the... he's the carnival barker. And he knows what he's doing. He just gives you different ways to talk about the Cowboys over and over and over again. And sure, he and Steven have a hand in the most important players. And if Tyron's not back, it'll be because of them. And but most of the things that get done around here, he doesn't have anything to do with it, and it doesn't matter. Like, he's not the general manager of the Cowboys. He just has an ego the size of all of our houses smashed together, and he insists on a title that he does none of the things that that job title entails. So, like, the things he says, for the most part, don't matter. But it's still fun to examine it. There's Walt. Jeff, how the hell are you, man? Congrats on everything you're doing. That's on the Freak, sir. 97.1 The Freak. Thank you. And I love you. You misunderstood Jerry. He said fallen, not all in. Yeah, he was just carnival barking when he said all in. Nothing about this franchise has ever told you that they would ever approach a year that way. Ever. Last year was their biggest version of all in, and it still didn't include using free agency hardly at all. But they finally did trade for actual proven commodities. They restructured some people that they probably shouldn't have because they wanted to have all the money they could get to spend on players, and they didn't win. Nothing about the way they operate should have made you think that they would do what, like, I can draw you the diagram of all in. I made a video about it. I can draw you the diagram of spending real life money on defensive tackle and linebacker, filling your holes with free agency, and then drafting the best available player. Like, we could do all in. We could diagram it up. People could do it. That's just not for Jerry and Steven. Jeff, you sound genuinely annoyed. You know, at times I've been annoyed, but I'm okay. Like, I'm not emotionally tied to their results anymore. I've been, like, desensitized from 15 years or how, what's 2009, 24? Yeah. 15 years of covering them. Like, now I view it as, how are we going to talk about it? And analyzing more so than being like some sort of diehard fan. So it doesn't actually bother me. I just pick out, what are we going to talk about? Are you still banned from... I'm not banned from working with literally anyone on planet Earth. It's great. I work at a station that allows me to do literally whatever I want. It's in my contract that I can do this, and I can do whatever I want. Other people aren't as fortunate. Other people have been get told who they can and can't do things with. And that's not a knock. It's just the world. That is just the world. Let's see. Phrasing. What did I do? Did I say something wrong? What is Dallas about then, Jeff? Just to make money franchise? No, they want to win. Don't get me wrong. The Cowboys want to win. They think that the way that they're trying to win is the best way to do it. They think it is. But if you want to talk about, like, Jerry, so here's the thing about Jerry. Jerry's like, you don't even want to know the size of the check I would write to win a Super Bowl. And you're right. A guy with a ton of money would write a big check to win the Super Bowl because it doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. He has tons of it. But you know what he wouldn't do to win a Super Bowl? I promise you he wouldn't. I could ask him and he'd say, no, I don't know if he would say that he would. No, he probably wouldn't even lie about it. If you told him, Jerry, I promise you'll win this Super Bowl and the next one. But on the net worth of, or on the, you know, how much is your franchise worth? The Cowboys are going to be 12th on that list instead of first. But you're going to win two Super Bowls. He would not do that. Absolutely not. You better believe he values being the lead on SportsCenter, the most popular and worth the most. You better believe that ranks above winning the Super Bowl. You better believe it. They think they can win without a QB. Yeah, and the Dak thing will be interesting. One guy who he was really positive about today on the bus was Trey Lance. So if you really wanted to get super wild ass, you restructure Dak to try this year your very best, save some money for this year, and try your best to win. They're going to turn down the fifth-year option on Lance because they don't want to give him $20, but you could lowball him if they think that he could be an NFL starter. You lowball him for a long-term contract. And in his first year as starter, you're eating $50 million for Dak being gone. And then you figure it out from there. Like, they could try that. They could do it. Why Cowboys talk? Can we talk about the World Series and soon-to-be spring training champions, especially Wyatt Langford? Yeah, I could talk about the Rangers. But I think most of the people that this channel is built on are like, what? Where are my Cowboys? But one day I'll expand this channel to do everything. Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter are going to win so many World Series. So many World Series. So we all have to stop watching for change. Yeah, they're not going to change. And then the other side of that is if you think when Jerry's gone, it's going to get better, boy, you're mistaken. Steven will be way worse. It's going to be bad. But we'll be in it together. And being in it together is fun. Rather trade for Justin Fields than go with Trey Lance? Sure. You can try whatever. It's cool. The only thing is like the move on from Dak thing. Like, I get it. If you think that there's a certain level of quarterback that you have to be worthy of the 20% of the salary cap, and like Pat Mahomes is the only one, and other people you would move on from if you hadn't had success in a certain number of years, that's cool. I'm down to try it. We could have fun. It'd be great. The problem is then we do have to be realistic about the odds of finding a guy as good as the one we got or close to it. And that's available to anyone to go look up, like the guys who have been drafted since Dak. And just pick out how many in each draft are as good or better or close. And you'll realize that it's probably not going to take you one try. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. So ultimate doom for Cowboys. You never know. You could draft well. You could do things right. They could win. They've been winning a bunch of games. They could win. But the way that what they're looking at right now, they're looking at replacing 8 starters. And if you are not going to use something above the bottom of the barrel of free agency to replace those starters, you will have a worse team than you had a year ago with a harder schedule, praying to God that your offensive line can do anything. They got work to do. They got work to do. Jared Goff isn't better, but his teams have been winning big. So what does that say? I don't know. I'm not sure what it's supposed to say. Jared Goff makes like, what, $35 million a year? He's a highly paid quarterback, and his team's winning. Paying your good quarterback doesn't stop you from winning. I don't think anybody believes that anymore, do they? If you have a good quarterback, you pay him, and then you build your team, and then you try to win. That's how we do. Left tackle in the first round. Right now, you damn near forced to take a left tackle in the first round or a center in the first round, and that is not what you want. That's my rule number one. You don't draft horny. Drafting horny is how you draft poorly. Don't ever do it. You need a left tackle who is capable of starting on your roster before the draft starts. And then if one is at the top of your board when you're picking, cool. But you don't have to pick an offensive tackle first. You don't have to take a center first. You can pick the best players. That's what we want. I don't think people believe in Steven Jones, do they? You guys don't believe that, do you? No, this thing will be even worse. The only thing that'll change is though agents already hate him. They just won't sell as well. It'll be run kind of the same, but worse, and they won't sell as well. Jeff, how'd you feel about Mims in the first? Haven't watched him. I haven't done offensive line yet. But if I look at other people's rankings before I watch, the guy who I would trust the most would be Dane Brugler. So he has him as the 17th best player in the draft, 17th best prospect without watching him yet. Sure. Absolutely. If you can get an offensive tackle that you think is a top 20 player at 24, all day. All day. Oh, don't doom scroll Twitter, Alec. You can't be doom scrolling. You can't be doing that. I think I'm done with this team after 45 plus years. I feel like that happens for a lot of people, but by the time we get to the draft and then anywhere near training camp, everybody comes on back. It's the Cowboys. We love our Cowboys. Plus, they're the local team. I want the local team to win. Just realize that the odds of winning the Super Bowl are really low for everybody, and the Cowboys aren't uniquely good, and Pat Mahomes is on a different team. Odds are you're not going to win the Super Bowl. You just hope. You just can't let them make you sad. You can let them make you sad. Don't let them make you devastated. Otherwise, your sports watching experience is just going to be bad. Does Gilmore have any chance on staying? The words they've said about Gilmore make me think highly unlikely. Because normally if it's a guy that you love what he did for you and you're going to try to bring him back, you say, we're really appreciative of what he did and we hope we can find a way to bring him back. They only said the first half, which sounds like no. And I'll be honest, that one, I'm okay with Gilmore, with not bringing Gilmore back formula. Would you rather have Gilly or J. Lou? Probably Lewis, just because he's a, we've still got a guy for just this year that can be a slot starter. Like, I think Gilmore's the better player, but Lewis, I can just leave him where he's always been, and it's not big money or anything. And then if something comes along in the draft, rock and roll. So I'd probably keep Lewis just because I think it would be cheap. So now I'm being a Jones because I would spend my money other places. But I would be fine with either one of those two being back. That would be fine. And that one of them should be back because that goes into draft rule number one. If I have Stephon Gilmore or Jordan Lewis on my team, then guess what? I'm ready to play football on Sunday. And that's the rule. Before we draft, we got to be ready to play football on Sunday. So I can line up with Gilmore, Diggs, and Bland, or Diggs, Bland, and Jordan Lewis. Now I can draft true. I'm not chasing. If they don't bring back one of them, there ain't nobody on this roster that you want playing real life cornerback snaps in an NFL game. So you have to use a high pick on corner. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. Do you move Tyler Smith to left tackle? I don't. No, I think that would be a mistake. And I think if they're letting Tyron walk because they want to move Tyler Smith to left tackle, then I think they're making a mistake. Because I would rather have him follow the Zach Martin career path where, congrats, you were a tackle in college, but in the NFL, you whip ass at guard. And so you play guard forever. I know Tyler Smith can dominate at guard. I think he might be a good tackle. Play guard. Unless the guy that falls in your lap in the first round is another one of those. Like, there's a couple of guys I watched at the combine that I love, and I'll watch their tape tomorrow. But I've seen Dane's rankings, and he has him as top 20 players. The Oregon State guy and the Washington guy, Talese Fuaga, is our Oregon State man. And the guard was Troy Fautanu. Names that I'll need to look up how to pronounce also. He's the Washington guy. And they're both college tackles that NFL teams, some will think they're a tackle, some will think they're a guard. And if you drafted a guy like that who's absolutely worthy of the pick and you thought he'd be better at guard and you wanted to put Smith to tackle, okay, if it makes sense, okay. Maybe. But I would rather find a guy that is a tackle and have Tyler Smith play guard. Do you think letting Tyron go might mean one of the younger guys look good in the offseason? No. Letting Tyron go just means that Tyron wants market value finally or somewhere near it, and the Cowboys don't want to do that. They want to find bargains. They want a giant hometown discount. They want a thank you for letting me be a Cowboy contract. If he would play for 1 year, $5 million or something like that, he'd already be signed. Like they would love to keep him. They just don't want to pay what players have earned. They want to pay what they want to pay. But that would be great. Like if a Sim Richards, it turned out, could play, or what, let's go, or whoever, if it turned out that Brock Hoffman or TJ Bass could be your starter at center and you could feel good about it, that would be great. That'd be great. I don't have any evidence of it to this point, and so I wouldn't feel great about it. I don't think we really want to go all in and mess up the future. Right. They do not want to go all in and mess up the future at all. Jeff, I'm doing fasting right now. I'm hungry. Well, I will tell you that I just had a ribeye, macaroni and cheese, and broccoli. And now I'm hanging out on the internet talking to you guys about the Cowboys. Is this 19, would that be 96 again, the team before the big decline? Or did that happen in 86 also? We could be on the way. You absolutely could be on the way. It's going to be challenging to build a team that's as good as last year's team. And last year's team obviously did not get the results you want. So the odds of a team that's worse than that getting better results would be pretty long. It is very possible that this thing's headed for the iceberg, especially if they don't know what they're going to do at quarterback in real life. This team would be CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons in them. What position group is your favorite so far? I've only watched, let me see. I've watched like 20 players. And you guys know me. I've watched a bunch of receivers. Receivers always my favorite position. Always. I love my receivers. And they need one, by the way. They need a receiver. Because I think they're going to cut Gallup to save money. And I don't know about y'all, but I haven't seen anything from Jalen Tolbert that says starting NFL receiver. I was hoping to see better and more from him in his couple of years so far that I have not seen. Brandon Cooks is okay. I need a receiver too. I need a receiver. I need a running back. Currently, I need two starting offensive linemen. I only have two D tackles on the whole roster, so I need one D tackle, probably two. I need two to four linebackers. I need a starting corner. I need a safety. I need a lot. Jerry, we're going to need to use free agency, my brother. We going to need to do some free agency, brother. Thoughts on A.D. Mitchell, Texas receiver. Tell you what. You know who A.D. Mitchell looks like? If you've never watched A.D. Mitchell play, or like I have because I've seen Texas play, but I've never studied him. A.D. Mitchell looks exactly like CeeDee Lamb in uniform. Stance, running, just the way he moves, mannerisms, looks exactly like CeeDee Lamb. Doesn't have the same college production. But even a lot of the traits are kind of the same. Where his best thing is that he's a full-size receiver and everything just looks so smooth that even when he's running full speed and he breaks whatever way he breaks, he doesn't really have to slow down or gear down to do it. I like A.D. Mitchell a lot. So there's your first draft talk. Xavier Worthy is who I'd like. Worthy's fun too. Worthy's interesting. He's super fast. I don't think I'd use a first-round pick on him. He's super fast, but he doesn't catch a ton of deep balls. He catches a ton of screens and some deep balls. Also watch him drop a lot of passes. And if you can get hands on him, he's in trouble. But what he does definitely plays and helps an NFL offense, faux show. Running like the wind is a useful skill in the NFL for show. I'm taking the best center or left tackle available in round one. No, this is against our rules. Yeah, did I say Worthy drops? Yeah, he had like 5 drops last year. He will drop the ball on you. But still, very fun. Got to watch Bucky Irving. I've seen him play live. I'll take Bucky Irving all day. That's a good running back. I like him a lot. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. There's a comment. I'm taking the best center or left tackle available in round one. No. We have rules around here. We don't draft horny. The end. You can't have your offensive line red rockets sticking out while you're on the clock. That's how you make bad decisions. Go hump something and then go draft. And the way you do that, free agency is the inner course here. Free agency is getting everything squared away. Okay, if we had to play tomorrow, we can. We have guys who can start at all these different spots. Let's go get the best guys. And if tackle or center lines up well for that pick, cool. No problem. But going in needing and wanting is bad. We don't do that. I like the Washington receiver personally. Oh, Rome Odunze? Dude's a stud. You can't have him. But he's a stud. I miss you on the... Oh, well, you don't have to. You could listen to The Freak 97.1 on the iHeartRadio app. You could hear me from 2 to 6 p.m. You don't have to miss me anywhere. You could just watch and listen. Duh. You can mash the thumbs up button right now. You can hit the like. Leave something in the comments. Yes, free agent clarity. Not the other thing you typed, which is exactly what it is, but I'm not going to say that because it's inappropriate for the internet. All right, guys, I'm going to go. Oh, as soon as I said I'm going to go, my dog found a squirrel. I'm going to go read a fantasy book of some sort and lay in bed. I do remember when we used to get all the dubs on Fortnite. I still get all the dubs on Fortnite. Oh, I can't get out of here yet because there's a super chat. I hope Murphy falls to us, but I seriously doubt it. From Samuel Lopez. Thank you. How are your dogs doing, Jeff? They're doing awesome, Murphy. I'm still new in this draft. Hold on. Take a look here. Murphy. Who's Murphy? Oh, Byron Murphy. I actually watched him. Yeah, I don't think that'll happen, but if it did, I will take Byron Murphy in a hot beat at 24. Doom scroll is what you're going to do. Yeah, but I'm not going to go in there planning to doom scroll. I'm just going to end up doom scrolling, Carrie, son of a bitch. All right, everybody, be well. I love you. Don't let these Cowboys drive you crazy. Don't you do it. Just enjoy sports. Remember, you have no idea what it was. See that? I stopped myself from making a goat sound when I misspoke. I stopped myself from being Tourette's. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.